Morning Bay's Home of Classic Hits. This is 101.5 FM. With me on the microphone is none other than Glenn Shorrock of the Glenn Shorrock Reminiscing Show. Glenn Shorrock is an AM, born in 1944, Australian singer and songwriter, founding member of rock bands The Twilights, Axiom, Little River Band, post-LRB spin-offs Birtles, Shorrock and Goebel, as well as a solo performer, which he continues to do so today for more than 60 years. It's an amazing legacy, amazing trip you had. The voyage is never-ending. Glenn Shorrock, welcome to the microphone.
Thank you, Shane. Yes, it's been a long career for me, lots of ups and downs, mainly ups. I've been lucky enough to some body of work songs that are still popular around the world, still get played in America. I've been around for a while, so I'm still enjoying it. My voice is strong. My body is not as strong as it was. I'm doing fine.
We all get older, and we reflect sometimes we reflect on how good things were and how things maybe are not so good, but we still press on, don't we? And that's exactly what you do. You press on.
Indeed.
Now, I've got to mention a couple of interesting little facts that people may or may not know about you, and this is the interesting part of the interviews that I get to do with music stars such as yourself, and that is you've won the ARIA Award, not once, but twice, 1991, and for the story of Sharky and Cadman with Brian Cadd, the soundtrack and the cast or show album back in 2014. That's just one thing. Number two, the Australian Songwriters Hall of Fame. You've been inducted. How great's that? In 2006. King of Pop Awards, 1977. I mean, that was back in the days when radios were playing all your music and having a lot of fun with it. And then finally, the Mo Awards. Get this, 2015 Hall of Fame inducted. You've had some accolades, as well as the AM, which is Australia's highest honour, one of the highest honours possible. You've won them all. You've helped launch a radio station, Australia's first FM station, Eon FM. Remember those days?
Yeah, Eon FM was Glenn Wheatley's doing, shall I say. Started it, and we bought in on it. You know, I bought some shares in Eon FM. Sadly, of course, Glenn has passed away now.
Very sad.
And unfortunately, that can't be helped. A lot of people have left the building, as we say, and that's the way things go. But life goes on for me, and I'm a lucky man. I have a great marriage. I have a great legacy, and I've got a good voice still. Good.
And those days with Glenn Wheatley, you would have come across John Farnham, also a King of Pop, and many other accolades as well.
But we know each other. I mean, I met John around the same time as I met Brian. Mm. And over the years, you know, we've had a friendship. Obviously, he took over from me in, that's another story, but it's in the book. My autobiography is entitled Now Where Was I? Which is apt, of course. John's got one out. Barnsley's got one out. We're all writing our stories now, so people can know all the secrets.
How wonderful it is. You know all these wonderful people that was the backstop of our very essence of rock and roll and pop music in Australia and the entertainment industry as a whole. I dare say you would have met Olivia Newton-John, no less, a great icon as well.
Around the same time as when I moved from Adelaide with the Twilights to Melbourne, and I hung out with the Melbourne scene in the late 60s, early 70s. And Olivia was around then as well. She left the country to further her career in England and then on in America. We all tried to do that in those days. We all tried to work our way up through the English scene. The Twilights had a leg up by winning the Hoadley's National Battle of the Sound, which was a competition sponsored by Hoadley's Violet Crumble Bars, and I'm just finishing the last one right now.
Really? Now I was going to say, Little River Band, you took them to America as well, basically. You lit America on stage, basically. A legacy you can't deny is a big part of your legacy, your history.
Yes, I'm very proud of that time. You know, we made Australian music in Australia, in Melbourne specifically. We sold it around the world. That was largely due to the songs we had in our arsenal. and of course Glenn Wheatley's aggressive management. As I said before, in the 60s we all went to England and tried to further our career there, but by the time I was with LRB, then we attacked the American scene, and that's where the biggest success for me lay. You know, we reached the top 20 in the States, I think, about 10 times, and we sold 30 million albums. So it was a real purple patch of my career. Forget it.
An absolute privilege to be a part of all that. You say you were based in Melbourne. You would have had great radio stations backing you, like 3XY, 1420 on the AM dial. Yeah. I remember that. And the Neon FM, eventually down the track, would have also played a lot of your music. 3MP, I think, played a lot of your stuff. I can go on and on and on, man. The radio stations have played your music, which is wonderful. Not just from LIB, but Axiom. I mean, we play Axiom as well. Good. And Bertel's Shorrock and Goebel. I mean, there's some good stuff there. That's just said.
Thank you, mate.
Now, what... In LRB, you did add some things to some of the songs. You might add a little hook here or perhaps a phrase that just seemed to resonate with the general audience so incredibly, I don't know, mesmerizing, if you will. It just took it to another level.
I was always interested in the vernacular, like the sayings that we have in our language that you're referring, I think, to hang on, help is on its way. You know, that's a well-known phrase, and I turned it into a song. And also, Time for a Cool Change.
Yes.
That's another one of my biggest songs that I've done. I'll Be Home on a Monday. I've written quite a few of LRB's hits, and quite a few of the not-so-hits as well. That's all part of the songwriting game.
Do you ever pinch yourself these days to think, I did that? I mean, because it's pretty out there. It's up there with the stellar performers of, you know, many countries, America included, that have just made iconic songs. And the end result is you're sitting here and you found it easy, but it's not that easy, is it?
I got into it in the very early stages of Australian music to the world, shall we say. I was lucky enough to be around and three bands that contained other great songwriters. Terry Britton was the main songwriter of The Twilights, and Brian Cadd was one of the main songwriters of Axiom. So, you know, I was lucky to be alongside some good, talented people, and I still am. You know, I still enjoy working with great musicians, and I think mainly my first choice would be live performances. I still enjoy them much more than I enjoy recording, but recording's a whole different mindset, really.
Yes, it is.
When you're live on stage, you've got an instant reaction, and you know how you're doing or how you're not doing. And recording is a long process, and sometimes a little too long. I prefer the immediacy of live performances, you know.
I do know. And talking about live performances, one of the greatest people in this final part of what I want to talk about is Brian Cadd. I had the opportunity to meet him many times as well. He's a stand-up performer. What attracted you two? How did you guys get together?
Well, you know, we just met each other back in 1965, 66. Mm. And as time went on, found ourselves with the remnants of groups. I'm stretching my memory now. I can't really recall that far back sometimes, the specifics. But we all hung out together in Melbourne, had some funny times together. And Brian and I sort of termed it a friendship whereby we thought at the same speed. We didn't have to finish each other's sentences, and it's been a good collaboration. And I'm just sad he's laid up now. Hopefully his health will improve and we can do some more maybe together. But you know, time marches on and catches up on us quite quickly sometimes.
Just to reiterate to the listening audience that Brian Cadd recently had a stroke, which is a very sad thing. And as we get older, a lot more people will have them. It's a fact of life almost. It's much as births, deaths, and marriages, and taxes. It's part of life. But it's a sad moment because that person is held up. He can't do what he used to do. There is some hope, though, that he will get back perhaps on stage. Who knows? I hope so.
Yeah. Well, he's only been laid up now for a couple of months, so it's pretty early days.
Indeed.
In the recovery process. So, keep your fingers crossed. He'll be back with me, hopefully, in the future. My health is not as good as it used to be. I have the symptoms of Parkinson's disease.
I had heard, yes.
That slows me up physically. But my voice is still strong, and I still might enjoy my time on stage. I have a wonderful wife who looks after me, and lots of good friends and family. So I'm a very lucky man.
You feel things. You're a human being, and you're an Australian. All great qualities,
yes,
and all great things we have to put up with, because that's part of life, unfortunately. But at the end of the day, I appreciate what you're trying to say, and I appreciate, having a bit of a chat to us. And once again, don't forget those concerts. And how long will the concerts be going for? You're doing Southeast Queensland for the moment. Is there much beyond that that will continue? I mean, you're going to go around the country? What are you going to do?
Well, I'll keep doing it. As you say, that's my job, is stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song. That's a quote from Joni Mitchell. I'll keep doing it. I won't do it as much. Take a lot more holidays now.
Don't play. Going to Fiji or something like that, maybe, or around Australia? Who knows?
Yeah, we're going off to the Maldives next week. We have longer vacations planned for the next couple of years, really, filling in the gaps in places I've never been.
Ladies and gentlemen, you should go to your website. That's one big place where you're going to get all the goss, all the news, what's happening. GlennShorrock.com.
Yeah.
That's Glenn with two N's, Shorrock with two R's, .com. And that'll be on our website as well. We'll be putting all that into our podcast as well. Absolute gem of a day to have a chat with you, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And I do wish you well. I wish Brian Cadwell, and of course, I wish everybody well. But thank you very much for coming on air and chatting with us and promoting what you're doing. Thank you very much for coming by.
All the best, mate. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
This is Moreton Bay's home of classic hits. Full details on our website at 1015fm.com.au.